mental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care. Soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happy and
push it real good. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips.
Welcome to Anything and Everything, the weekly 2 p.m. Wednesday show where you can hear whatever kind of music you want, or really whatever kind of music we want you to hear. It is finally... DJ Slips, do you know what time of year it is?
Well, if you've listened to the show before, if you listen weekly, you will know that we've had discussions on our show about when is an appropriate time to play Christmas music. We disagree.
We do.
Thomas thinks it's okay to play Christmas music anytime, which is just incorrect.
Okay, I enjoy Christmas music anytime. I say post-Halloween, as long as you're not being annoying about it, you can play Christmas music anytime.
That is probably factually wrong, if I have to be honest.
Empirically incorrect?
Empirically incorrect.
Okay.
Numerically so.
Show me your calculations and then we can talk.
This is what I'll say. I'm not a huge fan of Christmas music, okay? I don't dislike it. I don't dislike it at all, but it's not like my favorite thing in the world. But in the dining hall the other day, they were playing Jingle Bell Rock, and I did enjoy it.
Jingle Bell Rock, there are some Christmas songs that are good because they're Christmas songs.
Yes.
There are also some Christmas songs that are genuinely just enjoyable. And those are the kind of songs that if I'm shuffling my library and Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire comes on, I just think that's a really good song. I love the 60s, you know, Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin kind of sound. I will not, however, listen to...
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I will never listen to that song. That song annoys me.
I was scrolling through YouTube.
And, as one does.
Yeah, and so a Vox video came up about why that song is so popular around Christmas. And you have to admit, it gets annoying, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds wildly Christmassy. You know, like, it just sounds...
I read the article that you're talking about.
It just sounds like a Christmas song, right?
It's because there's a specific chord.
Yeah, I think it's a certain mixture of two chords. Well, there's one special chord, but when it's played after another chord is what they said in the video. So, this special chord, I don't know what it is.
It's when you go from, like, a main chord to I think it's a half-diminished chord.
Yeah, they mentioned the word diminished. I don't know enough about music to really give
there,
you the
there
ropes
are, there
about
are certain
it.
Chords that if you know music and you listen, they always show up in Christmas music.
Like, yeah.
And they're always these super complicated, really jazzy chords.
Yeah, and so in the point of the video, they said, was that when you play these two chords, as they do in these songs, it sounds like it's melting. So like the... You know, I don't know. I can't even. I'm not going to try to sing it, of course. But you know, when you listen to the beginning of "All I Want for Christmas Is You," it does kind of sound like it's melting, kind of like a snowflake, and like you know that whole Christmassy vibe. And that's why it's so popular and overplayed.
It is very overplayed. Well, we're going to get you back to some music. There will be Christmas music to come. Don't you worry, for all of my fellow Christmas nuts out there. There will be some. It is now irrefutable that Christmas season has started. So I am going to get
it's
some.
It's December 6th.
Yes. So it's irrefutable.
Christmas is so far away.
Christmas
is 19 days away.
I know, because I changed my Christmas countdown calendar on my desk this morning.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, let's get you to some not Christmas music. This is What a Wonderful World by Sam Cooke.
Biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know what a sliding room is for, but I do know what it was too. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love. History. Don't know much biology.
much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta.
I don't know what's about to happen. I have no idea what song is going to come on next.
It's, okay, I once in a while like to surprise DJ Rizzle King. I like to play a song without telling him what it is. Actually, this is not a ridiculous song. It's actually a very popular song from a while ago.
Will it's I just, know this song?
Oh, 100%. Okay. Well, I really hope so. But also, you didn't know Express Yourself, so now I have to question whether or
okay.
not you know. But so, it's just a very popular song. Every time I hear it, it just makes me laugh, though, because I feel like I'm in 8th and 9th grade when I hear it. So, go ahead and hit it.
All right, we'll turn the mics back on in maybe a minute for a reaction.
Just a roadblock in your way.
Cause you're a pretty little windstorm out on the boulevard. Something like a sunset. Oh yeah, a shooting star.
And I might drive myself insane if those lips aren't speaking my name.
Cause I've got some intuition, or maybe I'm superstitious, but I think you're a pretty sweet pill that I'm swallowing down. To counter this addiction, you got me on a mission.
Tell me, darling, can I get a break somehow?
Could I say no?
She's got a love like war. Girl's got a love like war.
I kinda feel like it don't make sense. Cause you're bringing me in and now you're kicking me out again.
Love so strong, then you moves on.
Now I'm hung up in suspense. Because you're bringing me in and then you're kicking me out again.
It's like a hurricane speed train. She's a moving car, catch her in the fast lane. Oh, I gotta know.
Can I keep up with her pace? Get into gear when I see that face.
You can take up all my time, cause you're the only one that can make a storm cloud break, pulling out the sun.
And I can get caught in the rain. Can I get your lips to speak my name?
Cause I've got some intuition, or maybe I'm superstitious, but I think you're a pretty sweet pill that I'm swallowing down.
To counter this addiction,
you got me on a mission.
Tell me, darling, can I get a break somehow?
Could I say no?
She's got a love like war.
Girl's got a love like war.
I kinda feel like it don't make sense. Because you're bringing me in and now you're kicking me out again.
So strong, then you moves on.
Now I'm hung up in suspense. Because you're bringing me in and then you're kicking me out again.
Cause we only have one life. The timing and the moment all seem so right. So would you say your will be just fine? Would you say your will be just fine?
She's got a love like war.
Girl's got a love like war.
I kinda feel like it don't make sense. Cause you're bringing me in and now you're kicking me out again.
So strong,
then you moves on.
Cause you're bringing me in and then you're kicking me out again.
She's got a love like war.
Girl's got a love like war.
I kinda feel like it don't make sense. Cause you're bringing me in and now you're kicking me out again.
So strong,
then you moves on.
Now I'm hung up in suspense. Because you're bringing me in and then you're kicking me out again.
I've learned to slam on the brake before I even turn the key, before I make the mistake before I lead with the worst of me. Give them no reason to stare. No slipping up if you slip away. So I got nothing to share. No, I got nothing to say. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. Oh, I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass. I'm waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? We start with stars in our eyes. We start believing that we belong. But every sun doesn't rise, and no one tells you where you went wrong. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass. Is anybody waving? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass, waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me?
That was Waving Through a Window from the original Broadway cast recording of Dear Evan Hansen. And before that was Love Like Woe by The Ready Set. I haven't heard that song in years.
I know, and that's why I played it.
I enjoyed it.
I know, it's good. It's good every 3 years. It's a triannual.
Yeah.
It's a triannual.
That's
hit.
Not the best compliment you can give a song.
Well, you know, I mean, no, okay, but every time you listen to it, if you haven't listened to it in a while, and when you hear it, it's like, wow.
It's,
wow.
Yeah. It's a good
remember
song.
Remember that? Like, that's what it's
jumping
like.
Jumping around at sweaty 8th and 9th grade dances.
Yeah, at the bar mitzvahs. That's
the bar mitzvahs.
At the bar mitzvahs. That's when we did it.
Quick note about Dear Evan Hansen. Just, I really enjoy that show. If you haven't heard of it, it won including individual awards, I think it won 6 Tonys. And nobody talked about that because it was the year after Hamilton, but it won Best Actor, it won Best Score, Best Story, Best Musical. So it's not very Broadway-y, but I really like it. And if you have the opportunity to see it, do it. It's better than Pitch Perfect, which is the other thing Ben Platt is known for.
That's a big jump.
It is a big jump.
From kind of like backup guy in a kind of good, okay movie to Tony Award winning star on Big Musical.
It'll put him on the map for more serious stuff, I think.
Yeah.
But let's get you back to some music in just a second. But before that, a quick PSA.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
My eyes are open wide, by the way. I made it through the day. I watched the world outside. By the way, I'm leaving out today. I just saw Haley's comment. She wave said, why are you always running in place? Even the man in the moon disappeared. Somewhere in the stratosphere. Tell my mother, tell my father, I've done the best I can to make them realize this is my life. I hope they understand. I'm not angry, I'm just saying sometimes goodbye is a second chance.
Miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Now, some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
All right, that was You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story by Randy Newman. And before that was Second Chance by Shinedown. Very different songs.
Hey, it's anything and everything.
It is anything and everything.
It's what you get from 2 to 3.
Every Wednesday. Well, for the next two Wednesdays?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll get this slot again.
That'd be fantastic. We do have an exam next week. No, 2 weeks from today.
I have an exam 1 week from tomorrow.
I also have an exam 1 week from tomorrow. But we have an exam on the day of our show in 2 weeks.
Oh, you know, but it's at 3:30.
Our exam is not until 3:30.
We could theoretically do it.
So be on the lookout for us to have a show and simultaneously be stressing about our exams.
Well, yeah, you know, maybe this will be our Schrodinger's cat of a show.
Like you have to explain that reference.
So the Schrodinger's cat is the thing where if you look in the box, until you look in the box, you don't know if it's dead or alive. Until you listen to the show, you don't know if it's happening or not.
True. So you have to come back and listen.
So you're going to have to at least
just to
check
abate
in
your curiosity
to see if we came to the show. And then if you're already there, you should listen anyway.
Because it's going to be great.
And you took the time to show up.
So
to your house.
Honestly, most people probably just pull it up on their phones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you took the time.
You did take the time to
go open the app
all the way to WMFO.
Not update your phone because the app doesn't work on the updated version
yet. It will. Do not worry. So, it is finally time for Christmas music.
Oh.
It is time. I have decided to ease DJ Slips in with a comedy.
Oh, Christmas from the song. Name of this song, I saw the first four words of the song, and I would have guessed country music.
Oh, it is called, I'm sure somebody listening knows this song and is about to be very excited. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer is the name of the song.
Oh, you know what? I read Reindeer's Tractor and that would do it. That'll really change your perspective
on reindeer.
Songs. Okay.
All right, this is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer by Real Big Fish.
Hey, has anybody seen Grandma?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claw marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. So proud of Grandpa. He's
been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can't say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. On the table, and the pudding made of fig, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair on Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. As for me and Grandpa, we believe.
As for me and Grandpa, we believe.
So, what were our thoughts on that song?
I went back and forth many times. So at first, I was a huge fan because I really like remixes of Christmas songs. I think they're really funny.
I refuse to let that be played
and
over the radio.
Next week, we're gonna play one. The second thought I had was when they started singing, and it sounded like Sum 41 song. And I was like, this is very confusing. The third thought I had was, I think my grandma might be listening right now. And you know, I really liked the part. I really liked
the
remix.
Instrumental.
Yeah, the instrumental.
Yeah.
I was a huge fan of that. I thought there were some funny lines. I'd never heard that before. That was That was a new take on everything. Just,
oh, yeah.
It was a new take on the music.
It is not my favorite Christmas song. I just thought DJ Slips might enjoy something slightly different.
I did enjoy it. I liked it. It's very catchy. I feel
it's
like
very catchy.
I'm going to end up singing it later. And I'm, curse you, DJ Rizzle King, is what I'll say when I'm singing Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
All right. Well, let's play some not Christmas music. I don't want to Christmas out DJ Slips too soon.
Well, yeah, we don't want to Christmas out our audience anymore either.
We played one Christmas song.
I know. I'm just saying, you know, we got to keep them coming back.
Yeah, that is true. So if you come back, I'm assuming it's just because you want to hear Christmas music. That's all that it could possibly be.
Well, you know, you could give us a call at 855-915-9636.
That'd be great. We'd love to hear what you think
about
the lack of Christmas music, because clearly that is your biggest concern.
You know, we can play anything you want. We could play Christmas music. We could not play Christmas music. We could play something other than Christmas music. But, you know, Thomas, okay. This week we can play some Christmas music. Next week, I agree that as we get closer, we can increase the number of Christmas songs.
We'll cap it at one or two today. I will concede to that.
I think that is a fair agreement. And, you know, here, ready? We're going to shake on it.
Right hand to right hand.
It has been shook.
Okay.
Hath been shook.
But with that being said, let's play something totally different. Here's some Sugarland.
Anything and everything.
My alarm clock ringing, woke up, telephone screaming, boss man singing his same old song. Rolled in late about an hour, no cup of coffee, no shower, walk of shame with two different shoes on. Now poor me, why me, oh me, boring the same old worn out blah blah.
struck the moment it hit me. Out stepped my ex and his new girl. Sorry about your neck, baby, but it's for me. Why me? Oh, me, boring, the same old worn out blah blah story. There's no good explanation for it at all. Ain't no rhyme or reason, no complicated meaning. Ain't no need overthinking. Let go, laugh, and life don't go quite like you planned it. We try so hard to understand it. The irrefutable, indisputable fact is it happened. Ain't no rhyme or reason, no complicated meaning. Ain't no need to overthink it. Let go, laugh, and life don't go quite like you planned it. We try so hard to understand it. The irrefutable, indisputable fact is, yeah, the irrefutable, indisputable, absolutable, totally beautiful fact is, it happened.
Shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance, guys. Grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel. Trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air. Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will do this groove. Party people in the house, move.
Yeah. some vibes for me. I had no vibes for her. I know that.
Sigue, sigue, no pare, sigue, sigue, no pare, sigue, sigue.
And he went, that was Tiburon by Proyecto Uno, which I played in honor of my Spanish recitations ending today. I had my last one today. It was very sad. I had to say goodbye to all 8 other kids in my class.
That's it.
Well, okay.
In your recitation.
Yeah, they really threw the recitation together. There were like 40 of us in, no, there were 30 of us in a recitation. And they were like, this is actually not okay. So they split us into like four different ones or something like that. So that's why there were so few of us. And a lot of, we lost like 3-4 people or something like that.
Wow.
I know. Apparently, Wednesdays at 12:40 are unpopular times.
I'm glad I don't have class at Wednesday at 12:40. I'll just put it that way. Before El Tiburón, you heard Pass the Vibes by Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment. And before that was Gonna Make You Sweat, Everybody Dance Now by CNC Music Factory.
That was on Jock Jams.
It was on Jock Jams.
I used to play basement hockey to that entire album when I was much younger.
All right, well, we have a couple more songs that we're going to...
Yeah, we're running out of time right now.
We only have
13 minutes until the end of this week's Anything and Everything from 2 to 3 on WMFO Medford.
91.5. So we're going to leave you with some fantastic... last 3 songs, I think.
Ooh.
Third one is going to
end
it with a bang.
I think... Oh, wait. Okay, before we start, we forgot to do something, Thomas. Today.
Oh, yes.
Is today a sweatpants day or a real pants day?
Today is such a real pants day for me.
Such a real pants day.
I went and I opened my drawer after a very nice shower. I shaved. I moisturized. I was feeling clean.
At what time did you do this?
11:30.
Okay, see, that's why. Yeah.
I had so much time this morning.
I'm not going to lie. 8:30s make the 5 of 7 days a week. It's a challenge. It can be done.
I have 8:30 3 times a week, and then no classes the other 2 days. It's great.
Wow. Anyway, so real pants day for you. Today is also a real pants day for me. Although I on the shirt end, I actually I'm wearing a collared shirt. I am
sort of.
No. It has a collar. It's sewn on. I am wearing kind of a baggy long sleeve shirt under it, and I have not buttoned the collared shirt. But I did. I changed before I came here because I was cold.
Okay.
And it's about 800,000 degrees Kelvin in this studio.
You realize
here.
That's colder than Fahrenheit or Celsius.
Yeah, I know. Because 800,000 degrees is so much. I didn't want to be erroneous. So I had to put it in Kelvin.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, that's the clear response to that.
Exactly. So now we've taken our time, and it's 2:49. I rhymed. DJ Rizzle King, would you like to get the last 3 songs going for us?
Really, I hope you enjoy these. I think you should know all or most of these, but really excited for the last one.
Yes.
All right, this has been Anything and Everything. I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I'm DJ Slips, and we might, I mean, depending on the timing. We might talk to you again, but we might not, so farewell for
just
this
week. Just in case.
Exactly.
All right.
Let's hear it.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Oh, yeah.
That was I Say a Little Prayer by Aretha Franklin. And before that was The Lion Sleeps Tonight, Weem Away, by The Tokens. And one more to finish off our show today is a caller request from Freddie.
Yes, and we're going to have to change up our last song, but we're excited because this looks like a parody, which is one of my favorite things.
I think, it looks like it's called December, Based on September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Seems like it's the same song, but just changed a little bit. So let's see how it is. Hope you all have a great week.
Do you remember